let's go Bears and keep the jersey on for the whole show.
What, oh, wow. What does he have to do? Or she?
Well,
or they?
Caleb is a guy. If the Packers beat the Bears twice, he got to paint his fingernails.
Oh, wow.
Come on the show with a Packers jersey with painted fingernails and a wig.
Oh, wow. Wig. How do you get away with that?
Fleeced.
Yeah. A wig. You fleeced him.
A wig?
Painted nails in a jersey?
Well, you just got to say, let's go right. Bears in a jersey?
Hey. He was desperate.
And the Packers are that favored by 6.5?
Yeah.
What fleeced him? Who is this person?
Well, it's to get swept.
Black Conscious.
Oh, BC. Yeah, he's
BC,
a fool.
Yeah.
He's a fool. He's a Bears. He's a Bears fan.
Big Bears fan.
They're delusional. He's one of the delusional
I took
Bears.
Advantage of the delusionality.
The delusionality.
Is that a word? If it isn't, I like it.
They won last year at the end of the season, and they carried it into to this year. I guess
they forgot
momentum.
What happened. Like, yeah, they I know. Legitimately I think they're just, forget that.
They're so happy with the win. They forget there was a backup quarterback. And
Josh Jacobs was out.
In. Yep.
He played for like, what, one or two drives?
Here we go.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text sign. You're listening to Kyle Brustendortman until 5 o'clock. Tory Lowe's joining us right off the rip here in the 414 Hour at 4. And we had a conversation on the Tory Lowe Show. How much longer? Just tell me.
I got to log into Instagram to get this. I don't know my password.
Bro, you knew we were doing this.
He was too busy doing that stupid-ass dance. Show Tory the dance.
Show us your stupid dance.
I am not surprised.
He's a child. I walk back into the studio.
Strope is doing this dance.
Hey, Kyle. Hey, Kyle. I bet you can't do this. I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
This is what your child does, is it not? Your 7-year-old, 8-year-old, however old your kid
is. Is that like a touchdown celebration?
I don't know.
He's a black eye on the show.
He is.
Well, he was on my show.
Yeah, and he embarrassed himself.
And we talked about cuddling.
Yeah, we're working on getting that, which he's supposed to have pulled right now.
About cuddling.
How did y'all even get to cuddling?
No, because I saw a statistic that said that cuddling was good for your health.
Are you not getting enough cuddles that
night? Yeah.
I can see how that.
Well, I didn't know because I was going a long time without it, but I was like, I may be missing out on some health
benefits. You need
benefits.
Me to cuddle right cuddling. Now?
I may be missing out on some health benefits, and it's cold outside.
You need a cuddle?
Well, not with. I don't think it works with us. I don't think. Maybe we have to do like some kind of handshake. You know, maybe that'll work.
A different kind of connection.
Ben seems a little bit too.
I think you need the feminine energy to make it all work.
I appreciate that.
I'm not trying to.
I appreciate that.
How's it going back there, Strofe?
Not good.
Yeah. Okay. You shouldn't have been dancing during the break. T-Lo, your level of confidence out of 10 is what that they will win this game?
It's a 10.
10 out of 10?
It's a 10. 10
out of 10.
It's a 10. You know,
I will ask. Are we starting to get to the point where we're overconfident?
Well,
I have to bring it up.
Probably.
I think it's more of a revenge game from last year.
Ooh.
Because you know what I found out? When people come in with that chip on the shoulder, it keeps their mentality at a high level. It's not like walking into Cleveland thinking, this is a weak team. No, this is a huge rival. Everything's on the line. The Packers will be dialed in. First place is on the line.
Yeah.
The Bears have improved. And I think that now this shows who the bad boys of the NFC right now, the NFC North. And I think that this game is going to be a must like play where the Packers are going to show that they're the boss right now, the NFC North.
Yeah, what would you name this game?
We'll go through our names for the game on Twitter at KBN ESPN as we name the game.
The boss game.
Tori, are
boss
you
game.
Who the boss? Who's
yeah,
boss?
When you win, this is first place.
All right, here's what we got. Prove you belong game is 32% of the vote.
Okay.
You gonna learn today game.
You gonna learn
26%
today.
Of the
you
vote.
You gonna learn today.
See, expose Tory, the it. Frauds game.
You're a fraud.
42%. delusionality is a powerful word.
Pop.
What up, Tory? Happy Friday, boys. Rudy and Sheboygan on the Carbless Talk.
Salute.
Tory, so what? If you look at this football game,
let's hear from Tory Lowe with Alex Strofe about cuddling.
He's here.
I had
to make a new Instagram account.
Well,
that's how
you created a new
you don't
Instagram
know your
account.
Instagram
just
password?
There's now a KBN Instagram account that we will use.
Oh, okay. Well, fire away with what you guys were talking
here
about
we
on the
go.
Tory Lowe show.
I want to ask you a question.
Sure, ask.
Are you a cuddler?
Big time, yeah, yeah. I actually, I'm very open about this because I think
and it's cold outside.
Well, yes, number one, you need it for the warmth. But number one, I think us as men, Tori, we need to be more open about ourselves. I think it's important for us to be aware.
To get in touch with your inner self.
I often say I think self-awareness is the most important human quality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very self-aware. Despite being 6'3", I love being the little spoon. My girlfriend is 5'1". She spoons me. I'm the little spoon.
Oh, wow.
The man who was just dancing on it.
I'm zero surprised by this.
Yeah, I mean,
zero.
She owns him.
We've already implemented that she has the level of fear in the relationship.
She says,
right?
There's a good, healthy fear.
She says that. I'm not afraid of her. She's 5'1".
Yeah, well, I mean. Yeah.
You say that now.
Yeah. I've told her this. Room. I'm not afraid of her.
There's a little, no, see, that's the thing. There's a way that you talk about it. The fact that you even have to tell her you're not afraid of her is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not the man of the house.
Does she want me to call her?
Does she like being the big spoon?
Okay.
Yeah, she loves being the big spoon.
Wow. Yeah, so it's
yeah, I'm Tori, sure she has the upper hand. I'm sure she loves looking at your skinny back.
Yeah, yeah, extended.
But the pimples.
The bony,
the bony body.
So you like being a big spoon or a little
spoon?
Well,
I'm still trying to get cuddled.
So,
I'm the one that needs to cuddle it.
Tori, you have a problem finding ladies? I mean, you
need
Tori.
It's just that I'm always running. I'm always helping people, and I find myself getting in super late, and everybody's asleep by then, or it's nobody up.
You need to find someone to be waiting there for.
Right. Yeah.
You ready to cuddle?
You ain't got nobody you can text that you up.
Hey, I
you up?
You up to cuddle?
Maybe I have to call a cuddling service.
Oh, wow. They do have that.
Yeah.
They do have a cuddling service.
Yeah, hey.
I don't feel comfortable with
his girlfriend right now, by the way.
He's apologizing, yeah.
He's setting her up. Yeah.
He said, "Now listen, this I'm going to air this. This is what I need you to do." And she's probably.
We all know
I don't have
I'm a little scared, but just go with it.
What they say is medicinal benefits too.
Medicinal.
To cuddling?
Yeah, it makes you. It releases chemicals to repair genes.
Oh wow!
On the Carveless Talking Text Line.
That's what they say.
800-990-3776 is Strofe's girlfriend. You are on with KBN.
Why did you have to prep her so much?
He's trying to make her feel really good, so she says nice things.
She's
that was
cuddler.
A big crap.
Is it true that
coffee
you are the big spoon and that you look at his bony back and body and you enjoy it?
Yes.
What is enjoyable about it?
I just can't tell you. I don't know.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's awesome.
I got a question. What are you doing back there the whole time?
Hang on, Tori. Let
have
me
you
take
guys ever, have you guys ever been the big spoon?
Oh, yeah. I love being the big
spoon. Yeah, clearly we have. Your boyfriend hasn't.
I've been the big spoon.
Oh, wow. Strofe's girlfriend, has he ever been the big spoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Weird energy right now. Weird energy.
You're in our bedroom right now, Ben.
I got a question. Does he fear you?
I don't know, Ben. You tell me. When I was flying back, this man had his haircut fixed and the house was cleaned by the time got off of the plane.
She owns your ass.
And he had to pick you up, so he did it all in time to pick you up from the airport, didn't he?
Exactly.
And where was I? When you got off the plane, where was I?
In the airport?
Yeah.
You're proving our point.
I'm scared of you.
I'm not scared of you.
I'm not scared.
But I did all these things to make sure that when she landed.
I just love her.
Oh, my God.
He's in love.
There's a healthy fear, I can say.
No fear. No fear. I just love her.
Are you whipped?
There's a fine line between fear and love.
A fine line between fear and love? Wait, does that mean if I feared you, I didn't love you?
No. I think, like, you can cross over between the two. I think you're jumping between both sometimes.
All right. It's been great having you on KBN. Thanks, baby.
Somebody let the whip loose.
That's okay. It's okay to be
what
with
a
Strofe.
Hit. What a hit from Strofe's girlfriend.
I feel bad that we had her on because now we just exposed all of his lies.
That's,
oh, wow.
Hey, some guys are,
the only thing that
he's
don't
beta
understand
male.
Is that she said yes to enjoying looking at his bony back.
No, well, she said yes, and then you asked her what she enjoys about it, and she said,
oh, no.
It's for me to
know. We lost him for the last hour.
He was so excited.
back there. He was so
happy. Do the dance, Stroke.
Do the dance.
You're the happy guy.
Come on, you know you want to do the dance. Come on, yeah. He's so goofy.
The skedaddle with Stroke.
Skedaddle. That's what it looked like.
You're so
Stroke. Did that go how you thought it was going to go?
No.
Oh wow.
I thought you were self-aware.
I am.
Are you sure?
I think she just loves me, and she wouldn't admit that for some reason. It was very strange.
She does love you. But
yeah, it sounds like she owns
me. You guys can talk it over at the work outside workplace or whatever it's called.
Strofe, you know the good thing about it is you got yourself a good one, and that's okay. That's okay. You might as well just take it.
Yeah, you got somebody that you feel like you can be a little spoon for.
If Josh snuggle you.
Have you ever had a relationship where you felt like you had to be the little spoon? This is the first little spoon relationship you've had.
And all the other ones, you had to be the big spoon,
but now you're the little spoon.
He's actually right.
Yeah.
He is right.
Okay. He's comfortable.
Okay. Okay. On the Carbless Talk and text line, Alex, blink twice if you need help. He just blinked about five times.
Oh, wow.
Don chimes in as well as Josh DiMaggio, the producer of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Mornings, 7 and 9 on 94.5 ESPN. His girlfriend is nicknamed Mussolini.
Oh.
Strofe has Napoleon as his.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Good for y'all. I couldn't do it. If I lived in the house of Mussolini and
Napoleon,
Doesn't Napoleon betray anybody?
I don't think so.
No,
who am I thinking of?
Julius Caesar gets betrayed.
Right.
What if it's Strofe Stalin?
I'm thinking of, that's enough out of you. Who am I thinking of? Historical figure that backstabbed her. Benedict Arnold.
Benedict Arnold.
He was never a leader.
He was not a leader.
He's just a traitor.
She needs the big spoon to do the beef strofing off.
Oh, wow. That sounds weird.
He's strofing off. Wow. He's going to try that. He doesn't know what it is, but.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Wow. I don't even know what to think of that. Troy did a whole hand motion.
That's a big spoon. I think it's the most fun I've had in a long time
listening and seeing Strofe change from the dancing guy to the sitting back whining guy.
He's turning red.
It sucks, man. He was so excited.
He's like a dog in the outside house.
What were you saying before you put your girlfriend on?
Well, she's not listening, so I had to explain what we were talking about.
Oh.
She's still listening, by the way.
So wait, did you encourage her to come on?
Yeah, he called her.
I called her.
Man, oh, that backfired.
And then I texted her and I said, it's me calling.
Are you getting cuddled after the show?
Oh, no, she's still here. Let's ask her.
Oh, wow.
Well, she's still in the line.
Am I still getting cuddled after this?
Of course.
Oh.
Of course.
Oh, happy ending.
Oh,
there
wow.
There we go.
Why would she not want to cuddle? She's the one in charge.
Right.
Come here.
She's wearing the pants. Oh, just kidding.
No, for real. Yeah. Come here.
Mr. Alex, get over here.
When you wake up in the morning, she smacks you on the ass, doesn't she? How was your sleep?
Oh, wow.
How was sleep, guy? It was good. It was good.
Little buddy, how did it go? Did you get to REM sleep?
That's crazy.
Wow. That's crazy.
Stop being a beta. No.
You going to go blow dry your hair now? Tori's been fun.
What did I get into?
Who knew
today?
This conversation?
This is your fault.
Oh, wow.
No, this is your fault.
This is your fault.
You should have never called your girlfriend.
Yeah, you do stupid things sometimes.
Really?
Tori, go Pat, go, right?
Go Pat, go.
Do we have music for him today?
He was late.
I was late. I got off the show a little late.
Have you heard what Michael Parsons said?
Which one? Which quote?
He was talking about the fact that he has found.
We don't have time for this. Well, you got to plan this, guys.
You know, man. I believe in having my rivalries are for the people. It's for the fans. For me, it's just going out there and just dominating. Like, I just don't like them just because, I just see like the disrespect that comes with things. And that's what I say. I play for respect. Like, you know how to earn someone's respect. It's being like, there's no better feeling than coming to the game and their best players is coming to a team. Like, yeah, like, okay. Like, that's like respect.
He doesn't like the disrespect he's feeling from the Chicago Bears.
And it's a lot of disrespect going on.
Ooh. Mm. Ooh, Tori, you sound like you got the same mentality. I don't know who disrespected him, but I'm glad he feels that way.
Let me tell you something. When you got the rivalry this high, that's why I say whoever wins this game is on top of the division. They're the boss.
King of the Hill.
Bow down.
Bow down.
The bears have to go back in the cave.
Oh, yeah.
To hibernate. They have to go back. Hibernate.
Put them away for
winter. Time to go back in the cave.
Tori, how many words do the bears still suck, do you know?
Is it a song?
Oh, no.
Tori, we appreciate the time. We got to get to pole position.
I hate the bears.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. All right. There we go.
Well, thank you for having me.
More next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I've seen some of those jersey checks.
The NFL.
You were a punter.
No. I haven't. I've seen them.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Potawatomi Casino Hotel is amazing sportsbooks where you need to be if you don't have a place to go. For all the action this weekend, got a great college basketball game at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Got NFL on Sunday. Drink specials, self-service kiosks, an amazing video wall. Great food, all right there. And then if you want to go walk around, find some table games, some slots, some bingo. They have it all at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Bet above the rest, Potawatomi Casino Hotel. It is simply amazing. As everything you need for your entertainment this weekend. Time now on Kyle Bruston Nortman across 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Let's go to pole position.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is Pole Position.
Pole position time. I'm Kyle Bruston Nortman. What are you giggling at, Brad?
Yeah, what is Brad giggling at?
I don't know. Just this show is full of so much characters. For me to sit back and
observing everybody?
Yeah, I just like scanned the room.
Tell us what you saw.
My day is incredible.
Tell us what you saw.
The fact that I used to go like in business casual finance world, and I see Ben Kyle and Strobe.
It's truly remarkable.
Yeah, we're different.
It's truly remarkable.
I can only imagine. Brad just observing. These guys are just different. They're just so.
They're not all the same. How come they're not all the same? Crunching numbers, looking at portfolios.
It's not just copy and paste. You guys are some unique characters.
Every day is different.
I'm a unique character too, to some degree.
You're a weirdo. Yeah, but he's a normal weirdo.
Brad literally looked at all three of us and goes,
"How did I get here?"
Laughing.
But what did you observe? Like, tell us what was going through your head.
I'm just piecing together last segment. Kyle whipping out his belt from earlier. I mean, he's everything. Strofe dancing. Ben setting up Strofe to do stuff. I mean, it's just like, it's truly remarkable. Oh. What a world.
Is this like a belated Thanksgiving you're grateful for?
Yeah. I am thankful to come to the show every day because it's just like, I never know what's going to happen. I never know. Like, I don't know if people think like there's anything like staged about it. I literally don't know what's going to be said in these mics next.
These two definitely don't. Strofe and I know what's going to happen.
Well, I don't know what's going to be said most of the time.
Correct.
And we do have a little bit of ADD to this show where we derail often. We get distracted by something, like my dance.
That's probably, I have it too.
We didn't plan to call my girlfriend last segment.
No, I'm fine with that. But sometimes, if there's something on TV, you guys are gone. Like, it'll be like an old Packer
this
game.
He's the Friday turnout Kyle, Rust, and Nortman.
DJ Strofe.
Yeah.
DJ Strofe.
Can I get a song from Fetty Wap?
Oh, why didn't you do that for him?
I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Since your pretty ass soon as you came in the door.
Okay, now, since Strofe sang it, I think I can locate that now.
All right.
I know that song.
Let's go to pole position.
She's my trap queen.
Yeah.
Okay, I know that
trap
song.
Trap queen. Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Trap queen?
Yeah, exactly.
What's a trap queen?
No. Pole position.
You know what you're doing.
Pole position.
Brad,
it's Friday.
Brad don't know what a trap queen.
Now stop! I said stop! Pole position right now. I said stop. What we got?
I'd love to know.
Brad, I don't care how strong you are. I will knock you upside the head right now.
Oh, now he's threatening violence.
Strofe, start going now.
Mr. Hangover yelling at people now.
You've had an awful week.
Bro, we are 35 minutes away from keeping our jobs.
We're going to lose our jobs.
Crap, Queen.
No, it's not that bad. People talk about it all the time. People get busted
Fetty
for it
Whip's
all the time.
Talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. They play it on the radio.
Wait. Fetty Whip?
Yeah.
Fetty Wap, man. Come
Fetty
on.
Wap.
Do you ever get dessert at lunch from Jim, Matt, and Molly?
What is that?
Do you ever get dessert at lunch?
Oh. No. But I do have a story of going out with a partner.
Oh, okay.
And we had gift cards.
Ooh.
And we needed to use them by the end of the year.
Oh, I remember that.
Like, I was like, hey, get whatever you want.
Oh.
And which was fine because we were still under by the time the bill came. And I was like, do you want to get anything to go? 6 chocolate cakes to go to fill up
the cakes.
Slices of chocolate cake.
Slices.
Dang. 6 slices of chocolate cake. Then proceeded to say, why don't we eat dessert first? It's the best part. Why do we wait for it to be last?
How about what? The sales world got it good. You had enough gift cards where you could get all that?
Yeah, you should go on partner meetings.
I have gone. Or I should be invited. Thanks for the invite.
Lunch wise. Thanks for the invite.
Right. Has he taken... Well, Brad, he takes
on.
Yeah,
I'm taking Brad.
I've got a couple, yeah.
Brad. Not y'all two.
Why not?
I can't bring you in public.
Yes, you can.
Nah. I can't even set you up to do a sports radio hit in San Antonio without making a fool of us.
I haven't even done it yet.
Exactly. Well,
we got a lot of ball players up here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, ball players.
What's wrong with ball players? Why did you take exception to that? What's the difference?
Just it's credibility.
Credibility?
You don't have any.
Neither do you, pal.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Aaron Rodgers, Jets jersey.
Now you're taking one of them.
I'm a diehard Bears fan.
You want to talk about credibility? Oh, they're playing in Ireland this year. You want to talk about credibility?
I stand.
You of all people, you're the least credible human being that's employed here. Credibility!
Wow. Now he's lashing out because his girlfriend doesn't like to cuddle.
Credibility! You! Credibility!
Who do you think you are?
Remember when you said that you were, only have one bad day?
Credibility!
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a loose cannon, yeah, man. You were fantastic all of 28 minutes ago.
This is the least credible shock jock in the country.
Now, here we go.
Now credibility.
Now the lash out's happening.
It is remarkable that this man was dancing in the break. 28 minutes later,
and
you guys broke him.
At the top of his lungs.
No. His girlfriend broke him. Didn't the way he tell
and
him to
do that?
And then
I kept prodding, and that's what I do.
Credibility.
This was the playoffs.
You've been on Twitter too much, huh?
Yeah, he's been on the KBN Twitter, seeing all the people tweeting.
All the people you used something all that somebody bots. Said on social media.
What did I use?
His jersey, the whole jersey thing.
Well, no, I just remember that.
By the way, I don't know how this has anything to do with credibility. That
one really
doesn't. That's why I'm confused.
Media member asking for autographs?
I'm not a media member, dude.
Well, technically.
Well, this is media.
If I asked for a credential to the Green Bay Packers, they would deny that in a second.
Yeah, they would probably deny Jason's after that, too, for us playing that game. Oh, y'all want to play stupid games? Okay, get stupid prizes.
Are you fed up with the Giannis drama from Jen Gabe and Chewy?
Look, now he's trying to act all normal. That was a really good poll. Yeah, I mean, kind of. I understand it. Like, I'm fed up with it, but I get it. You know what I mean? The man wants to win a second championship. Milwaukee's probably not the place for him to do it. But I also don't want to see Giannis not be a Milwaukee Buck. So it's a conundrum that, unfortunately, we have to deal with.
Yeah, I'm not over it. As long as drama's going on, it means he is a Buck. So that's one good thing. The other thing is, too, it's a complicated situation. This is this man's career. So you have to be able to do things in order to try to, work your way into being in good situations. And the Milwaukee Bucks have a team to plan. So the drama's not going anywhere. And I'm not to like Aaron Rodgers over it type feeling yet.
I'm not fed up whatsoever. I've just come to the realization. I don't want him to go, but I'm okay with him leaving. I really am. Like I don't want to lose Giannis because he gives us an opportunity to win every single year. But more importantly, he's extremely entertaining and he's a great dude. But at the end of the day, I want Giannis to win as many titles as he can. And
is not going to be here in Milwaukee within the next three seasons.
After the last 30 minutes where Strofe has been on a rampage, he's going to lead off the next segment, because what we do coming up next is tell me something good. Not yell and lash out and be a Gen Z baby.
Credibility.
It's tell me something good coming up next on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. You're going to tell us about Lifetime. And I do want to, if we can, I know last time we spoke to Bill and Delavan, I think he was just about done with all of his treatments, and he was looking forward to his 75th birthday as he was looking to beat cancer. Would love an update on that. And if you opened a business or want to celebrate your child or anything going on that's good that you can share with KBN Nation, we want to celebrate you coming up next at 800-990-3776. Brad?
Oh, we want to celebrate you, and you'll be celebrating your decision to contact Lifetime Home Services to take care of whatever that need is inside your home. Your home has repairs, it has renovations that needs to be done. You're noticing at this time of year especially as you're probably, you know, starting to get some holiday parties and decorate the home. You're recognizing that things need to get taken care of, but get rid of saying, you know, contacting all the different contractors. One place you got to call that's able to take care of everything, that's Lifetime Home Services. For us, it's custom closets. Baby Will, his room's complete. Closet is done. Everything's moved in, and it is beautiful and transformed thanks to Lifetime Home Services. For us, it's closets, but for you, it could be so many more things that they have on their menu. It could be epoxy floors for your garage. You're probably wishing you had that now come wintertime. It could be full home renovations like basements, kitchens, bathrooms, cleaner air, electrical, cabinetry, organization, whatever it is. I challenge you, whatever that is in your home, challenge you to call Lifetime Home Services and see if they can't take care of it. My bet is they will. That's just what they do, because over 30 years, families just like ours have trusted Lifetime Home Services to make their homes safer and better looking. Trusted solution, Lifetime results. Schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
800-990-3776. Tell us something good going on in your life so we can celebrate you. It was Payday Friday for Mike earlier. We want to celebrate you. 800-990-3776. Tell me something good. Let me wrap up the show talking some trash to the Bears fans next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
I'm a seam head now. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, seam head.
I don't even know what that is.
That means I'm a baseball dork. All I do is sit and watch MLB big inning at night.
A seam head.
I've never heard that before.
This is because you're not a seam head.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Tell me something good, KBN Nation, 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. We are Kyle Bruston-Ortman leaning into the Homer Hour. Should we start with the fans or us?
We got to kick it off, probably. Get everybody to call in at 800-990-3776.
All right, what do you got, Kyle?
Yeah. Oh, well, shout out to little cuz Alexis. So tomorrow, I'll be going to a graduation for my little cousin Alexis, who will be graduating from her esthetician school. So we'll be going to that, you know, along, going to say 6 months of studying, working hard, and getting, you know, if you need brows done, hit her up. So shout out to her. And then on top of that,
you know how to do the LaFleur.
Oh, she can do the LaFleur now. She can whip and dip.
Ooh,
and do everything.
Powerful.
She got it. She got it. So shout out to my little cousin Alexis. But then on top of that as well, Hugh Jackman, shout out to him.
He's been coming around the city.
He seems awesome, and I smiling in every picture. You can see, you can feel his real energy.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing him going around the city of Milwaukee showing love. But the thing he did that I loved the most is he went to Milwaukee High School of Arts to go talk to the kids. And while he was there, the kids started singing a song from The Best Showman.
The Greatest Showman.
Thank you. The Greatest Showman. And he started to tear up now. He's an actor.
Oh, wow.
He's an actor.
No, you could tell he actually enjoyed
but
that.
But it was so cool. And that high school, specifically Milwaukee High School of Arts, which is right up the street from us, I mean, they have so many talented young students inside that school. So I'm so glad they had the experience to be able to do that in front of Hugh Jackman, and he appreciated it. So shout out to Hugh Jackman for coming around the city, and shout out to Lil Cuz.
We'll mix it up. We'll go to Tim in Grafton on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. Tim, tell us something good.
Well, first of all, it's Friday, so that's great.
Yeah, always.
But secondly, you know what I'm saying? Friday. But also, yesterday I got a letter that was unsolicited from the old CEO of this business I used to work at. And it was the most amazing letter of recommendation. It was so flattering. and so nice, and it really validated all the stuff that I've done, and it made me feel so terrific. And it made me think, you know, people should really do that more often and let people know how great of a job they're doing or have done. Instead of just think it, tell them, because it goes a long way.
So you called in really to tell good. Us how great we're doing, right?
Yeah, you guys are the best.
There we go.
But no, he's absolutely right, man. Validation and affirmation.
Brad,
of the hard work.
Kyle, you guys just do a terrific job.
Thank you, Joe. You too.
Yeah,
you
you're
it.
Excellent.
Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Great job.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate that.
Yeah. What, send it back.
Thanks, Ben.
Yep. All right. John in Milwaukee says, the outdoor hockey rink is frozen, and they're going to play some games tonight and tomorrow night and get ready for the Packers to beat down the Bears.
All right.
It's a good way to bring it in.
Well, I love that. You know, the family stuff. You know,
that's a community
you
right
ever played
there.
On a backyard pond?
I
have. I figured.
I have not.
I got something good.
You figured who?
Brad.
I know you ain't figuring me. I'm a city boy. Hey, yo, ain't no backyard ponds where I'm from.
Go
not
ahead.
Off Capitol, baby.
Go ahead. Brad, you're up next.
Okay, I'd love to go next. Shout out to Lexi's youngest sister. She's an excellent tennis player. She was at the University of Portland for the last year and a half. Entered the transfer portal. You're not exactly sure how that's going to go.
Oh, NIL.
And she's gotten a ton of offers and even some that are around this area. I can't really say specific schools, but it gets me excited, I'll say that much.
All right.
And so she's just got a lot of opportunities. It's exciting. New chapter for her and just encouraging to see how well she's doing.
800-990-3776. Carpus talking text line if you want to tell us something good. Lasagna chimes in. He has two significant tears in his shoulder. His employer is on the hook to repair it. Tell me something good.
Okay.
No medical debt.
There you go.
That's good. What? Can't relate?
Strofe, you're up.
We got another Sagittarius in the family, boys. My niece Charlotte, born on Monday.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Mom and baby are all healthy.
Yeah, your birthday's coming up. The Sagittarius.
Oh, yeah.
My tell me something good is we get another year of life to celebrate. For Alex Strofe's birthday's on Sunday.
Yeah.
I love Alex Strofe so much. He does an amazing job. He's always positive. He's never cranky. He never lashes out. He never is in a bad mood. And I appreciate him so much for what he brings to the show. I have so much gratitude on this Tell Me Something Good Friday for Alex Strofe.
Beautifully said.
I like that. I definitely like
Brian and Lake Mills, you're up on the Carpus Talking text line. You're welcome, Strofe, for Tell Me Something Good.
I'm going to be watching the Packers destroy the Chicago Bears in Mexico.
Oh,
hey, Mexico.
I love that. Ain't nothing like going to Mexico when it's cold out.
I will say that Tell Me Something Good for real is the dog that had to be hospitalized is 100% back.
Oh, excellent.
Normal poops.
All right.
That's
normal poops.
All right.
After eating a stick of butter.
Oh, wow.
Stick of butter.
Full stick.
Wait, didn't I tell you guys?
No, you didn't tell us on air.
You didn't tell us on air.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You did tell us.
Yeah, you did. Wow. Yeah. Stick of butter. Them dogs love to eat.
Ben in the 262 just found out he's having another baby.
Hey.
Wow. That is awesome.
Your life is over. I'm just kidding.
Congratulations. Whoa. Well, he has another baby.
Yeah.
So he knows. So it's just
more chaos.
Yes, correct. Correct. Lasagna says happy birthday, Strofe.
Thanks, Lasagna. Appreciate it.
What are you turning, Strofe? 27?
27, yeah.
27. Wow.
You're getting close to 30, pal.
I know, I'm getting old.
Wow.
You're only 26, huh?
For two more days.
That's crazy. You're doing
that
a lot,
crazy.
Man. I wish I was 26, 27 again. Boy, what a life that was.
Well, yeah. Life is good, man.
Yeah,
I enjoy
it,
my life.
It was
I've built a pretty cool life. It's pretty awesome. Yeah,
it is.
Thanks.
It is.
I've built a pretty cool life.
I love my life. I really do. I love coming to work every day. I love working with you guys and look forward to Monday.
That's
we get
the
to
joyful
talk about
story.
How about Rob in the 262 here? Not to be too much like Ben, LOL, but I made it one more year. He's very thankful to keep his father's tradition alive with his daughter. He had a great pheasant hunt today. He would pull me from school on his birthday to hunt. Wish he was with us to share the day.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Traditions are so important. As a guy that loves traditions, I love the fact that you're continuing on going pheasant hunting.
Yeah, that bond. A bond of memories. Forget about it.
Rudy in Sheboygan says that he is also a Sagittarius, and happy early birthday to Alex. his Sagittarian brother.
Happy birthday,
Rudy.
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 Hey.
I love you.
Hey.
I love you.
If you have any more, keep them coming. 800-990-3776. Tell us something good. We want to celebrate you, KBN Nation. But I also want to tell you something good, which is Grimal & Associates Insurance. They protect what matters most, and they have a wonderful, wonderful team with 30 years plus of expertise in the greater Milwaukee area. Their coverage is amazing because you get the coverage based off conversations. You sit down with Mandy and her team with their American Family Insurance Back Service, and their guidance and their commitment to you means that when you talk to them, they understand your life, where you're at, where you want to be, what coverage you need, and they give the recommendations. And they walk you through those to make you feel the most confident you can be when making that decision. And I think when I sat down with her, I was like, well, if we do this, like in, you know, the flooding happened 6 months ago. What happens? Is that something in the area that I'm in that you think I should have, where we're at? Like they talk to you and they help you figure out what you need. So contact Mandy and her team at Grimal & Associates, teamgrimal.com, teamgrimall.com. We'll wrap up the show before the Homer Hour, getting you ready for Bears Packers Sunday. Give them a go, Pack, go, Kyle.
Go, Pack, go. Go, Pack, go. I'm getting so excited. Go, Pack, go!
Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, let them do it. I ain't doing it.
You're not going to hurt our feelings. No, come on. Just mine.
Homer, come on.
Yo, fuck, I should be doing this time. I should be 2-6. That good enough for you? Yeah. Nobody's as good as me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
How about another Tell Me Something Good on Kyle Bruston Nortman? Jeff in the 262 has been taking his kids and grandkids for the last 35 years to training camp.
Wow.
He's 70. He's never been to a Packer game at Lambeau Field.
Oh, wow.
This morning, his daughter surprised him with Packer tickets to the Bears game at Lambeau Field. The greatest Christmas present ever.
That is
Jeff
amazing.
And Waukesha, I love you guys. Listen
chills.
Every day.
Absolute chills.
35 years taking your kids
to training
to
camp
training
and grandkids.
Camp and your grandkids. Now, that's a tradition right there, man. That's beautiful. All those pictures.
The Packers truly better smack the Bears now.
Yeah,
truly.
Got to.
Levi from Stevens Point, I want to thank you guys for letting me close out the ESPN Wisconsin portion of the show yesterday. It was so much fun. I don't think Strophy wants me to do it anymore because I may be taking his place.
Hey. Oh, wow.
All in all, have a great birthday and Sunday, Stroph.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Coming for your job.
It should be a great
Sunday. I got another something good. Homer's got a new pair of headphones.
Yeah.
Styling and profiling.
He doesn't have them on or plugged in, so he doesn't know that we're saying that. But he's got new headphones,
Homer
everybody.
Homer has new headphones. Are they working well?
Homer, you got something good for us?
I can't beat that.
New headphones?
Yeah, that was... No, the 35 years taken. I'm not that good a parent. No way.
Well, it was the kids who did it. Which was
no,
great.
He took them.
He took them training camp for them to get them.
That's better than
the tickets.
I am ever wanted to be or ever could be.
Yeah, my parents' only tradition they have that long is buying me Christmas presents for 35 years.
My tradition was the reason we had so many kids so we get free labor.
How'd that work
stuff
out?
And envelopes and other stuff.
Yeah, good strategy.
I don't know. Seemed okay. I didn't.
That's what they did back then.
I can't imagine
day.
You came out profitable. That one.
No, we got nothing. and we used to go to the original Pancake House.
Oh,
on Sundays. Couldn't order orange juice or milk because it's too expensive.
Oh, wow. You got it out the trenches.
I never had whole milk until I had it once and embarrassed myself, but that's another point.
How did you spit it out?
No, I was on the tennis team covering the whole state of Indiana. We went out to eat, and I ordered milk.
Who orders milk?
Why would you do that?
Because I never had it as a kid when we went out I had to pay
it. What meal was it? Was it dinner?
Pancakes. Pancakes and get milk.
That's fine, yeah. Nothing
I drink the milk and I go, excuse me, this is cream. They go, what? True, let me drink that. No, that's milk. So I go home and I say, we had milk. And my mom goes, well, it's a little more complicated. I said, what do you mean? Because I said, we always had 2%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Wait a minute, 2% poor people milk?
No. Okay. No, we didn't have 2%. She took the 2% and added a lot of water onto that. So we probably had skim, and I have
skim
first time.
Yeah,
skim, but anyway, so I decided I'd tell my dad, all right, look, I don't want to do all that stuff in envelopes and all that stuff. I'm not going to the Pancake House. So if I don't go to the Pancake House, then when we come home, I don't have to do that stuff. He's like, okay. So I didn't go to the Pancake House, And we got home, and he said, "You're still doing this stuff." Jesus. So, no, I free labor.
You know, that, we'll go that to true. A father of six.
Oh, wow.
Jonathan Brust, you're on with Kyle Brust. Yeah. And tell us something six. Good or be ready to
Congratulations.
Get.
Congratulations. Six. Well, that's amazing.
Five with one adopted, yes.
That's still
hey,
six.
Baby. Need to make a Bears Packers still back, gentlemen.
Six. You said what, JB?
We need to make a Bears Packers bet.
Okay, what okay. is it, JB?
What do you want to lose?
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Well, I don't. You guys do whatever because I'm just going to tell you right now. I don't see the Bears losing. So
how,
I'm
why? Game this is a guy to hear. Guys. Yeah. How? Yeah, how yeah, is
how,
that?
How is that possible?
The Bears score will be larger than the Packers.
No,
score.
No, okay. Oh, that's
get him out of here. That's like the rule number one.
No, no, that is the perfect example of what all Bears fans are thinking right now. What did Jim Rutledge say? He said, "Well, who averages more points this season? That's why the Bears should win." And now
and
your
that's
brother,
a fact.
We asked your brother, "Well, why?" Well, because they'll score
the
more points.
Gonna show it.
Oh.
I love the fact that he came in here. Let's make a bet. Okay, what do you think?
I don't know.
What do
you
think?
Guys? What do you guys
this
think?
This is your idea.
That's classic from
I would like a full-blown apology to Green Bay and the state of Wisconsin from Jonathan Brust without laughing, without jokes, and a definitive I am rooting for the Packers to win the Super Bowl on Monday show.
Ooh, that's pretty
why
good.
Why would he chant? What?
And the Bears
Which
still
fan
suck.
And
the Bears,
and the Bears still suck.
He's a Bears fan.
Well, then why would he root for the Packers?
Because that's he lost the bet.
No, I don't. Who's going to ever agree to that bet? It's just a lie.
What are you going to do?
No, I already have a bet that I will have blue and orange painted fingernails, and I'm going to a hot Pilates class if the Bears win on Sunday.
That's fine.
Wait a minute.
You're not going to agree to be a Bears fan. That's... No one would agree Hot to be a fan of another team.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Can Bears fans really tell me why they believe that they can actually win? Because they do realize the Green Bay Packers
I mean, that's
have a
really
top,
simple.
A top
I mean,
10
I can help
defense.
Them if they need.
How can they win?
Run the damn ball.
But the
down
Packers
the
have
throat.
A the Packers have a top 10 run defense.
I mean,
and they're going to try to stop the
no,
run. They're
you've
go
watched
all
the
out.
Packers and you've seen teams
they are
run
susceptible
the ball right
to
down
that.
Their throat.
I understand, Homer, but did okay. they go in those games where the Packers going all out to stop the run? Like
I don't care.
Well, oh, well, that scheme.
So now if they're gonna now for the first time go all out to stop the run. So
yeah,
those games,
I would,
nah,
after
we don't care
after
about the run.
After watching
all,
Caleb Williams
games,
throw under 50% from completion
yeah,
percentage
they're
and watching them run for 250, yeah, I would sell out.
And you think what? That you
and make Caleb Williams beat me.
Yes.
And make Micah Parsons eat after him.
Yeah.
And then some of them games, too. What were the final scores of those games?
That is the point.
No, but their defense cannot stop the Green Bay Packers.
Again,
offense.
I
That's
still
the
pick
issue.
The Packers to win the game, but
yeah,
if I'm the Bears – I would say, I saw that defense. I saw a guy have a quarterback sneak for 10 yards. 10 yards. That's all I need to say. Rest my case.
That's remarkable.
That's true. That's true.
So, but that's all they got. And everything you said is right. Yes, the Packers, and then if you, how much are they going to do? And then what can Williams do given that?
Yeah, I just think, Homer, everything the Packers are good at, they can counter it with a good run.
They
defense.
Should, yes.
They counter it with not turning the football
should.
Over like that.
Right. They're, at home, they're at home. It's a seventh. They're
they
a
would
favorite,
have to
seven
be
point
yeah.
favorite. They, it would be shocking and very disappointing if the Packers lost this game. It doesn't mean anything in terms of the whole season.
I ain't ready for 2 back. O'clock if the worst of the worst happens.
But that ain't
really?
Going to happen.
Why? I ain't worried about it.
Nah. Well, you got a game next week and one's after that.
The insufferability will be insane. Coming up next on 94.5 ESPN and in Beaver Dam is the Homer Hour.
Gary Ellerson.
The Gary Ellerson Homer Hour.
He has incredible
hour.
Stories when the two head coaches wanted to fight. They yes. wanted to fight.
Well, maybe more of that coming up next. Talk to you Monday.